You're listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
Y'all know what time it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Three Wide Podcast, rebranded Three Wide Podcast. Eddie Greer III coming to you from Manhattan, Kansas. If you're new to the podcast, welcome on board as we're going to play the intro again here on this podcast. I'm recording on Boston Marathon, which was Boston Marathon Monday. Now turned evening on this Monday night in April 17th, 2023. Congratulations, first off, to everybody who finished, who first off ran and competed in the 127th edition of the Boston Marathon. Congrats to all. I know I had a couple of close friends of mine that finished as well, and they ran terrific races as well. So shout out to my little crew here in Manhattan, Kansas, for getting that done as well, and to the rest of you who also towed the line up north in Boston, Massachusetts. Congrats to all who did that as well. This was the 10-year anniversary of the horrifying event, which was the Boston bombing. Crazy, crazy stuff. As I mentioned yesterday, and if this is your first time listening, if you're looking for solely NASCAR coverage, well, you're going to get that today. But we've mixed things up a little bit on the rebranded Three Wide Podcast, EG3. Of course, Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3. Latest on all around the world with sports. We're not just going to just focus on all NASCAR, right? Going to be diving into a little bit of other sports as well, and even with the biggest topics as well. This podcast, I've been my baby. This has been my baby for since going all the way back to my time at K-State, and this was originally the EG3 show. So it's kind of going back to the lines of that, including some NASCAR in there as well. So definitely going to be throwing that in here. And speaking of Boston Marathon, the elites, shout out to the two top Americans, Scott Faubel, Mr. Second Half, that I like to call him here. I recently just nicknamed him that. Look, I don't know him personally, but this dude likes to turn it up, but not in the second half of the race. He was in and out of the back end of the top 10 earlier today, and he was out of the picture until the last handful of miles there, and he ends up finishing 7th right behind. Cannot go off this podcast without saying Eliud, and there I go, butchered his last name, but Kipchoge, let's roll with that. Kipchoge, the legend himself, you're not going to get, look, he's the GOAT of running, no questions asked about that. Man, it's been, as I'm speaking for all people who've had the opportunity to even see him, and this was, I believe, his first time on soil on one of the, and of course, for those of you that don't know, Boston Marathon is part of the 6 World Majors, and this was, I believe, his first time on American soil racing. Now, he might have been on at least one more prior to this. I'm not sure, because I know I've heard this from several other running podcasts. Oh, he was in New York or something like that. But I think this today was his first actual stepping on U.S. soil and running up there in the historic Boston Marathon. And look, he ran, what, a 2:09? That's not even his PR. His PR is close to two hours. And obviously Boston, you're definitely not going to get that. And so, but man, he was up there in any kind, he kind of faded out. I'm sitting here recording this podcast, not even watched a single mile of the race. I am excited to go back and watch both the races, including the women. I'll get to that momentarily, but Scott Faubel, shout out U.S. getting it done. He finished 7th. There, and of course, Evans Chebet goes back to back in the Boston Marathon. There, I don't have the women's standings in front of me at the moment here, but I want to shout out Emma Bates, U.S. And fun, and it's ironic enough that the teammates fish in the top 10 leading USA runners for on both on the men and women's side, representing those sides both. Man, I was clinging just a little bit there when she went out and said, I think it was yesterday during the press conference, that she came out saying, look, you know, I'm in the best shape of my life right now. Hey, look, I'm coming up and run with these ladies. And she backed up what she preached. Big shout out. Kudos to Emma Bates for doing what she would out of the norm today. Look, I'm excited to go back and check out the highlights there. She was up front throughout the race there, and at one point leading the Boston Marathon. Now, I know she's saying that, you know, this doesn't matter, because obviously you got the Olympic trials next year, right? So you have that going for you. I believe it's in Paris, France, if I remember. No, the Olympics are in Paris, but the Olympic trials for the runners will be in Orlando, Florida. So you still got quite a bit there. You got, I mean, you can't, I know you can't take it for granted. You never know these days. But that's huge for Emma Bates. And she, remember, she was part of the, for those of you don't keep up with running, she was part of the World Championships team with Sarah Hall and Kara D'Amato. So, yeah, that's a huge step in the right direction there for Miss Emma Bates. So I was blown away by that. Was up front, was leading for a little while there, leading the Boston Marathon. Let's see. Yes, Evan Chebet on the men's side. Let me go ahead and, before we get into a quick recap of the Cup Series, real quick here on the rebranded 3Wide Podcast, Eddie Greer, a.k.a. EG3 for the pod. I had it here for a moment. I didn't get the notification on my watch, so I had to keep checking phone, of course. Let's see here. Gosh darn it. Let's see. Having issues here. Let's go to the leaderboard here. Yeah. So Eva Schibet won on the men's side, and Helen, and I'm going to try to say Aubrey, sorry, I butchered your last name, Kenya. Let's see on the men's side here. So Kenya sweeps the Boston Marathon, the 127th edition there. Helen Aubrey came in at a time 2:21:38. And your American leader, Emma Bates, top five finish at 2 hours and 22 minutes, 10 seconds. 10 seconds away from the Ethiopia person who's in a fourth spot. She was up there all day and really less than a minute from the winner of the women's marathon, of Helen Aubrey there as well. I am excited for her. I've been tracking her journey for the last, year and change there as well. So, look, women's marathoning has been more popular than the men, because it was a heavy hitting field on the U.S. side. I can go through all of it, but I don't want to waste too much time with that. I can go through it on another podcast, but the men, you just don't really hear. But I did see my guy, C.J. Robertson, flirt into the top 10, and he faded. Carter Mance was leading early in the race. He faded. But Scott Faubel does what Scott Faubel does, is wait to the second half of the race and just picks people off. That's kind of what I like to do as well. So congratulations for Scott to teammates leading the respective men and women on the U.S. side. Scott Faubel, 7th. And Emma Bates finishing the 5th spot. This is the rebranded 3Wide Podcast. Eddie Greer, the 3rd, a.k.a. EG3 on this edition. Now we're going to focus on Cup for a little bit before we get out of here on this Cup Reaction edition. Martinsville yesterday, Kyle Larson, another short track victory in the past. Look, Kyle Larson, he's been not very good at this racetrack. Not very good at this racetrack. And yet, lately, especially with Henrik Morsvoort, he's been very competitive there with that team there as well. And got it done. Joey Logano, he was nowhere to be found until late after a strategy call to, you know, stay out. And he got a great battle for the lead, by the way. And Kyle Larson finally overtook him there. And then he went on to win the race there, which was the No-Go 400 yesterday at Martinsville Speedway there. As well, Logano barely finishing second there. Why did I say that? Because my guy, Martin Truex Jr., he also, he started into the top 10. And he said that car was loose all day long. And then, and on top of that, went a lap down thanks to, of course, why not, speed on pit road. And then catch what is kind of a abnormal situation. Now, that he's usually on the other side of these things, but finally, and really, this has gone really 2 weeks in a row now that he's been on the right side of strategy. Caution comes out, loose wheel out in the corner of front stretch. You can't really see it. Can't, the Fox cameras did a good job of catching it right there. There's already a camera on the start finish line anyway, right? There was a tire right there in the corner of turn four, and I don't know why it took NASCAR, right, to, it took them like 10 minutes. It should have been a caution right there because somebody could have got loose and hit that tire and whatnot. So NASCAR did a terrible job, in my opinion, there, not throwing a caution in. Not because my driver was a lap down throughout most of that second half of that race, but just the tire out there, you're putting a car out there in danger. Not only that, you're putting fans in danger, even though with the, we've seen in situations past about that as well. But yeah, catch a break, caution, and car, I don't know what Jason Small did to that car, but that thing took off. It was hella fun to see that car move through the field. And I think he restarted, what, 11th or 12th, got the third, and was, it could have been the next lap there. Give me one more lap of Joey Logano and move Joey Logano out of the way. He would have finished second. But for Truex, that's his first top five of the season. It's been a minute since we've seen him in the top five. Shout out to my guy for doing that. That was a hell of a comeback there. And yes, we all with you there. You don't ever quit. And that has not changed about Martin Truex Jr. getting that done. But yeah, Kyle Larson, once again, winning the race there. And another Hendrick Motorsports win in 2023 for Hendrick Motorsports there as well. We already covered the top three there. Denny Hamlin was leading at one point. He got passed by Truex late. Faded to not far to fourth there. Story of this race has to be, for me, Stewart Haas Racing. Them cars were absolutely fast. Ryan Preece, again, same situation. Ryan Preece ends up winning his first stage in his Cup career. He had either a tire violation or he was caught speeding on pit road, one or the other. But yeah, that cost him. He was quick. Kevin Harvick was fast as well. He looked like he was in position to win the race, but loose wheel, he had to come back in. That cost me in one of my fantasy leagues. Damn it! That fantasy league there, that has been one driver scores high, the other scores low. But the other driver, though, is in position, and it's something damning happens to him. So, in that case, Harvick, he was in the top five leading, and then he was, fourth before that final caution came out, and it came back in. It was a loose wheel, had to come back in, and he ended up finishing 20th. Oh, boy. But that cost me in one of my fantasy. But that wasn't too bad. Could have been more. Could have been a little bit more. I haven't checked the standings of where I'm at there. I know in my other fantasy league, I've been really consistent, actually, there. So I'm hanging with the big dogs there in that one. Thanks to the Martin Truex Jr. rebound there. And went for Suarez backing up late. Could have been a much bigger day there for me. And my other guy was Ross Chastain. He started weighing it back there. And boy, oh boy, that could have been, my score could have been a lot worse than what it was, but got out of there with another high score, so, man, loving every bit of it. That could possibly chase the Talladega. Talladega is going to be the knife in the back, I think, so we'll see what happens there, but, yeah, so Harvick, he ended up fishing in the back of in mid-pack there as well. We're going to go through the rest of this top 10 here right after this. Somebody already putting in their fantasy picks in my fantasy league. The 3Y Podcast, EG3 Rebranded Podcast Edition. Eddie Greer III here in Manhattan, Kansas on this Monday night after the... I gotta get that off repeat. God, goodness gracious. There we go. There we go. Feeling better. All right. Fix this real quick. All right, gotta fix. Sorry, folks, for that. All right, so yeah, somebody already put picks in for Talladega. I guess you have a fair point because Talladega is a crapshoot, and that's where the Cup Series and I believe the Xfinity Series will be racing at next. So there's that. So okay, so the rest of this top 10 there. Before I got sidetracked here, Chase Briscoe also was leading a few laps there. Chase Briscoe, he led exactly 100 laps today, finishing fifth. Eric Almirola, Ryan Blaney, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., and Bubba Wallace. And Chase Elliott made his return, obviously, to Martinsville. Of course, he's gonna do that. Chase Elliott finished 10th. He was in the back all day long, and of course, strategy play out to his favor there. Late, I think he was one of those cars that stayed out late. He, Bubba Wallace, Truex, and a couple others there as well. So Chase Elliott, first race back from injury, comes back with a top 10 finish there. Let's go down the order. So Bowman, Austin Dillon, Chastain, Buescher, Priest. Ryan Priest started on the pole, led a bunch of laps there. Ryan Priest led the most laps, 135. I got to make a correction on Briscoe. He led 109 laps, not 100. It looks like 100 from way back. So apologize for that. Christopher Bell, I was shocked. Not a factor in this race, even at 16th. Let's see. Suarez in the top 10 all day, finished 17th. Ty Gibbs, 18th. McDowell, Harvick, already covered that. Kyle Busch, non-factor, 21st. Reddick, he was in the top 10 for majority's race. Where did he finish? 22nd. Byron Keselowski. Keselowski was up there all day. Keselowski bounced to 24th. Ty Gillen. See, a lot of players were in the top 10 for majority of the day. So, depending on the strategy, what you're doing, majority of these drivers held their own for the most part there. But Gillen finished 25th. LaJoy, Almendinger, Haley, Burton, and Gregson, 26th through 30th. The rest of the field, Eric Jones, Ty Dillon, Austin Cindric, Zane Smith, Anthony Alfredo, and J.J. Yeley. And backing up to Zane Smith, in for the suspended Cody Ware. You did not catch a couple episodes that we did on this podcast last week. Go check it out. Cody Ware suspended. Go check it out for more information there on that as well. And NASCAR suspended them there. 2 hours and... I shouldn't laugh at that. That's serious matter. 2 hours and 50 minutes was the time. The race seemed longer than that. Ryan Preece wins stage one. Harvick with a stage two win there. And, yeah, so Kyle Larson, 21st career Cup Series victory for him. I believe it's number two in the year for Kyle Larson there as well. Caution flags. The Fox broadcast team noted that there weren't many cautions out there to work on your race car. So, maybe that deals some with it. Maybe not. Only five caution laps for 50 laps in the race and 10 lead changes among nine drivers. And, of course, the wild card, Talladega this weekend for the Cup Series and I believe also for the Xfinity Series as well. Shout out to John and Nemechek and Corey Heim in the Craftsman Truck Series for winning their respective races. Corey Heim getting the garage team in the victory lane for the first time. So, I think it's Tricon, Garage, Tricon. Same damn thing. Congratulations to that organization. First NASCAR win in the Craftsman Truck Series. Corey Heim has... I really like that guy. Of course, he was with Kyle Busch from Motorsports last year. But Corey Heim has been absolutely awesome with his new team and delivered a big win back on Friday night. So I wanted to shout that out real quick on the podcast there as well. So Kyle Larson, I believe it's win number two for him this year. We're going to check out the original standings here real quick on the podcast before we go out. The NBA playoffs continues tonight. Let's see here. No, that is, we just went over that. What are you doing? Driver points. All right. Driver points now after eight races. This is not the playoff picture, but the original, right? Christopher Bell by 5 over Ross Chastain. Harvick lost a little ground, but not too much. He's only 10 back of the lead. Kyle Larson. Let's see. Kyle Larson wins. Yeah, 2 wins. Okay, that confirms my suspicion. Okay, he ties William Byron in the most wins. So, Henrik Motorsports, between the two of them, the 24 and the 4, 24 and the 5, excuse me, have now eclipsed 4 wins on the year. Martin Truex Jr. Moves up the 5th. Tyler Reddick, 6th. Joey Logano, Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, and Ryan Blaney round the top 10 in original point standings. And I don't have the playoff picture in front of me right now, so that's what you're looking at right now heading into Talladega this weekend. There, as I mentioned, the NBA playoffs. Let me switch the gears here real quick. Continue. This will go out late tonight, so at the moment of the recording of this podcast, I don't know the results, obviously, of the current playoff games. I'm recording this before tip-off of the Nets, Brooklyn Nets, and Philadelphia 76ers. 76ers lead game to nothing there in that one. And the Kings look to put the defending champs in a hole at home, where they really put it to the metal in game one. With that atmosphere and whatnot, I can't imagine. Back in the early 2000s, late 90s, the Sacramento was used to be hopping in the playoff atmosphere there. Very anxious to see what the Warriors do, but the Kings have an opportunity to put the defending champs in a hole. We'll see what they do. That's late tonight, 9 Central Time, 10 East Coast, and I believe that's 6 on the West Coast there. So these playoff games there, and of course I'm going to fast forward to Tuesday there, where my Atlanta Hawks, they are down a game to the Boston Celtics, kick off tomorrow's coverage of NBA on, what's that, NBA TV? Yep. And then, of course, Knicks, Cavs, game 2, Knicks up a game, 1-0. That's going to be on TNT, starting a doubleheader on that channel. And then the Clippers, what a game this was last night. Clippers, get a couple 3 surge from Kawhi Leonard and Eric Gordon, to take a 1-0 lead over Kevin Durant, Chris Paul, Devin Booker, and the Suns. That was a back-and-forth game last night. That was really enjoyable to watch. See these two teams go back and forth. It's the right time, baby. Playoff time. It's time to get after it. And these two teams definitely got after it. So it looks like the Tyronn Lue, head coach of the Clippers, looking to get the Suns the business here. But the Suns, will they be able to respond? So we'll see what happens there as well. Baseball action as well. I believe the NFL draft is not this week, is it? No. I think it's next weekend in Kansas City. So I'm pretty sure, obviously, with the Chiefs coming off of the Super Bowl, their second Super Bowl in 3 years, that KC is going to be hopping. You already know. You know what it is. You know what I'm talking about. So I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, that's next weekend. I believe it's next Thursday is the 2023. I almost said NBA. They say it with the same letter. NFL draft in KC next weekend. Obviously, there was big news coming out of NFL. Dan Snyder selling off the Washington Commanders there as well. So there's going to be a new – it's about damn time. Somebody else take ownership of that NFL team over there as well. But big bottom line is there, big news, the 127th edition of the Boston Marathon is in the books. There as well. Congratulations to all, including my little crew up there doing their thing. And shout out, I'll probably go ahead and shout them out by name, Elena and Tom for getting it done. Elena got a minute PR, so she got that. I knew she's gonna do it. I knew it. I knew she was gonna do something big. So she got that done. Tom, first Boston, after being a spectator watching Elena run last year, got in it thanks to qualifying at Grandma's, which I'm going to be up there in exactly 2 months. I'm fired about it. Getting my shot, obviously, to finally get over that barrier and bust through the gates, if you might win, as you might well as well. But I don't want to focus on myself. I want to focus on people who conquered Boston today. on the 10th year anniversary of the horrifying incident in Boston, the Boston bombing 10 years ago. Crazy. It doesn't feel like 10 years. It feels like it happened yesterday. So I just wanted to bring that to light here on this podcast evening. Congratulations to all winners there. Kyle Larson, John Nemechek. Nemechek, is that his first one of the year? I think he's his second. I'm not really sure. I have to go back and put a math on that one. But Corey Haim, I know it's his first win of the year. He got a couple last year for Kyle Busch, Motorsports, and Delivers. Garage Tricon, his first big win in the Craftsman Truck Series. That's a big, big time get right there for that young organization. The 3 Wide Podcast, EG3, 3 Branded Edition. Find it wherever you get your podcast. You know what it is. This feels a lot better. I can bounce around a little bit. Going back to the old days, baby. Bounce around from NASCAR. Bounce around there to NFL, to college, anything. Still gonna get your NASCAR, like I said. But we're gonna remix it a little bit from here on out on this podcast. And oh, by the way, if you're looking for a special guest, I better say this before we head out. That did not materialize because of a schedule conflict on the driver's side. So he had a race going on in Mexico. That is why you're not hearing that. So apologies there. Of course, it wasn't my fault. Just you know, with schedule conflicts and all that, and it actually worked out because with the way work went on Friday, it probably wasn't going to happen anyway. Unfortunately, there. So I am going to get back to my next guest and confirm that. Obviously, you're going to be in for a treat for that one. And of course, got another driver coming up in the end of the week, next week, supposedly. So yep, looking forward to that as well. But that, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap it up on the Checker Flags Wave on another edition of 3 Wide Podcast with EG3, 3 Branded Edition, folks. Eddie Greer, a.k.a. I'm sorry. ADD here, folks. Eddie Greer, a.k.a. EG3. Appreciate you again. This is your first time listening to the pod. Again, I appreciate you. Next thing you need to do, make sure you subscribe to this podcast wherever the EG3 podcast is found. We're on Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio as well. We'll catch you on the other side on another edition coming up on the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. We'll see you on the next edition.